2 minutes left for something slightly, well, a lot more trivial. The Downing Street cat, Larry, made headlines, of course, around the world when he took up residence at number 10 earlier this month, and he was a stray taken in from Battersea Cats Home. But now, a woman called Margaret Sutcliffe has come forward and says he belongs to her, John Pienaar. This is right up your alley, isn't it?
Yeah, I make no apology for telling you that I love this story to bits. I mean, we remember the arrival of Larry at number 10 just a few days ago, the Whitehall farce of that occasion, the ITV reporter showing her scratches to the camera from Larry, and the Sky reporter, I can tell you, if you didn't already know, had sadly suffered a cat bereavement, and he was slightly traumatised by the entire experience. So this was high up the news agenda, and now we go to another level, because Margaret Sutcliffe of South London, Bermondsey, is after the cat. She says that
it's a real
twist,
which we didn't expect.
Absolutely. And now she claims ownership of the cat, and she said it ran away from her home after the cat was taken in, and she says this on a Facebook page set up to campaign for the return of Larry. "It sickens me," says Margaret, "that David Cameron isn't satisfied with cutting our services and hiking up VAT. He's taking our pets."
She's got an agenda.
Well. I've just found, she says, this made point, George, towards a courtroom battle in the making. "I found some cat hair on the sofa. We can prove it's Joe." That's the cat's real name apparently. "But the DNA test, if we have to." There probably won't be a court battle, but let's not spoil the story.
It sounds like mediation.
Mediation needed. And did the coalition have any kind of plan for, you know, this? If this kind of thing happened, did you sit down and think?
I'm not aware of any reference in the coalition document to Larry the cat.
It's not going to be the issue that finally splits the coalition, is it? The cat.
I have to say, I'm a dog person. So
you're remaining neutral on this.
So Larry's actually a stage name, and it's Joe.
Yeah, well, yeah. Cats don't really respond. Justine Green, our cat lady. She's not just doing travel and news today.
Bit of, you know, cat commentary.
Also,
what do you need to know, Gabby?
She's coming when there's a cat story, because she knows I prefer dogs. Justine, do cats respond to their name in the same way dogs do?
Yes, of course they do.
So the simple thing is, you put the cat down in Downing Street, get all the photographers and the reporters at one end of Downing Street, and you put the cat one way, then you turn it around and call its name.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect that Joe, you know, just got a better offer and preferred Downing Street.
I like the idea of the DNA test being done, as long as we get Jeremy Kyle to present the results between Margaret and David.
I think it's difficult to see a cat going, "Hang on a minute, I don't know how lovely Margaret's house is, but I'm living in Downing Street. I've got police protection.
If only it had been microchipped, you see, we'd know definitively."
I think the Prime Minister's children may have a word to say on this subject as well.
Yeah, they may well have got very attached. Good
There's
point.
There's another emotional dimension to the whole story yet to come.
It's going to run and run. Gavin, thank you very much. Gavin Barwell, Nat Tapley, Hilary Benn, thank you. He was quiet there. Labour not for their position on the cat. And Tessa Mund, and of course, John Pienaar as well. Thank you very much.